And now, Old Chris, starring Oscar Homolka. From New York City, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you a light comedy titled Old Chris, starring the well-known Broadway and Hollywood stage, screen, and radio personality, remembered so well as the uncle in I Remember Mama, Mr. Oscar Homolka. This transcribed feature is another in a series of The Voice of the Army. Our entire story transpires within the sixth-floor walk-up apartment house owned by one Miss Minerva Simpson, a comely spinster who purchased the place as an investment 10 years ago with her parental legacy. She lived in apartment A1. The building superintendent during the full period of Miss Simpson's landladyship has been Mr. Christopher Tingle, fondly and otherwise referred to by the tenants as Old Chris. He is her very capable right handyman, janitor, and, though in her daringest dreams only, her boyfriend. He lives in the basement. As our story opens, it is nearly 9 a.m. And Old Chris, played by Oscar Homolka, is about to report to receive his general orders for the day, just as he has done faithfully on approximately 3,650 consecutive previous days. Miss Simpson, freshly coiffured and daintily baited in crisp, starched gingham, sits anticipatingly at her desk, pen in hand, poised over the account ledger.
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. You ready for inspection? I got stairs all finished painting.
Yes, they look very nice.
You didn't see top floor. I just finished them this morning.
Well, I'm sure they look just as nice as the other floors. And besides, I don't feel like walking all the way up those six flights of stairs this morning.
Why not? I had to walk up there to paint stairs. What about inspection? I cleaned out from back of radiators like you complained about yesterday. Now you don't want to see them. What do I have to clean them out for if you don't want to see them? Nobody else sees them.
Oh, yes, other people do see them, too. You just think they don't.
Who sees them? Old Henrietta Fraser? She sees everything. Mr. Tingle, it's too hot in my apartment. Mr. Tingle, don't make too much dust when you clean the hall. Why don't you move someplace else?
Because she has a lease.
All right. What about inspection?
We aren't going to have inspection this morning, Christopher. I'm sure that everything's all right, if you say it is.
Yeah.
I have a great deal of confidence in you, Christopher, and in your word. Far more than you realize, I'm afraid. Sometimes I wish you would realize it.
What do you mean?
Oh, dear. Minerva Simpson speaking.
Minerva, this is Henrietta.
Oh, good morning, Henrietta. Christopher and I were just talking about you. Wondering how you like the newly painted stairs.
Oh, they're all right, I suppose. Providing I don't get any more wet paint all over my clothes as I did yesterday. But right now I want to know about that dog I heard whimpering all last night in that tenement apartment across the hall.
Dog?
Yes, dog. And I want you to get it out of this house immediately. I'm sure I can hear it over there right this very minute. And I know what Mommy says. No dogs or cats and no babies. You wouldn't let me have any cats, so I don't want any dogs around here.
But Henrietta, I don't know.
That's all, Minerva. Goodbye.
Well.
What's the matter? Is she going to move, maybe?
No, she claims there's a dog in the Pennyman's apartment across the hall.
A dog?
Yes, in 3B.
I throw it out the window.
Christopher!
What?
You will not throw the dog anywhere. You will simply put it outdoors, or see that it is put outdoors. Understand?
up before Ajax gets out and runs down the stairs. Now, what's on your mind, Pitt?
Bad news I got.
What kind of bad news?
Well, we got to get rid of dog.
Oh?
Old busybody heard him barking last night. He called Minnie on the phone. You got to get rid of dog. I can't keep cats. They can't keep dog. Yeah.
I see. Well, I thought it would be just a matter of time. Ajax isn't feeling very well.
He kept us awake nearly all night. That's why my husband didn't go to work today.
Oh, poor little Ajax. Oh, bad old Chris Cott. Put puppy dog yard in the rain. Oh, nice little puppy dog.
Oh, but what are we going to do? We just can't put him out on the street.
No, no, not little puppy Ajax. Wait, wait. I think I got an idea. What do you want?
Just the person I want to speak to.
I got no time now. Want to make an appointment?
Never mind an appointment. The last time I made an appointment with you, I didn't see you for 3 days.
I was busy.
Yes, I know how busy you were. And you seemed to be busy yesterday, too. What was all that infernal hammering and pounding you were doing all day? Now you've made my canary ill with your pounding, and I was up all last night with her. She's still strutting around the cage, and now I've got to get Dr. Reynolds, the veterinarian, and I should make you pay for him. That's what I should do.
You should not have canary. If other people cannot have little puppy dog, then you should not have canary.
It doesn't say a thing on my lease about not having canaries.
No.
Now, will you please tell me what all the hammering is about?
Sure, I tell you. I'm building a fence around the roof so that when people go up there, they do not fall off. If you do not like the fence, I'll take it down when you come up on the roof.
Christopher, with whom are you arguing on my telephone?
Old busybody. Arguing? I'm not arguing.
Oh, busybody. Mr. Tingle, what did you say?
Over here, Christopher. You better give me that telephone.
Here.
Thank you. Hello, Henrietta. How are you this morning?
I've just been trying to get some sense out of Mr. Tingle.
Huh?
What's all the hammering he's been doing?
Oh, he's starting to build some kind of roof garden.
What for? No one ever goes up there.
Well, they might, if he fixes a roof garden up there.
Oh, incidentally, Minerva, I was looking out in the hallway for Mr. Tingle a little while ago, and Dr. Zalkin was rushing upstairs.
Dr. Zalkin? Are you sure?
Of course. I tried to find out where he was going, but all that I could understand that he said was that it was an emergency. There couldn't be anything wrong with Mrs. Travis, could there? I haven't seen her for 3 or 4 months, but she certainly looked healthy enough the last time I saw her.
Oh, good heavens, I'm sorry, but I've got to go now, Henrietta. Goodbye now. I've got to hurry upstairs a few minutes, Christopher. You wait right here until I get back.
But where are you going? Crazy house. Oh, busybody. The canary bird. Oh, rush, 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 rush. Crazy house. Want to put poor little puppy doggies out in the rain. Maybe they put poor little puppy doggies out in the rain. But old Christy said the little puppy doggies do not get wet. Hello. What do you want?
Mr. Tingle, I hear a baby crying in this house, and it's got to get out of here at once. It's got my canary all upset, and she's flying all around the cage.
A baby? You hear a little baby? And you want me to throw him out? Sure, I'll throw him out. After he grows up, maybe.
But it's got my canary all upset.
Maybe I should throw you out. Would you like that?
Now, look here, Mr. Tingle. I know my rights, and I know what it says on my lease. And if I can't have any cats, then nobody else can have any dogs or babies.
Go away.
Christopher. Wake up, dear.
Oh, hello. Minnie? Where you been?
I've been upstairs for the last 3 hours. But Travis has just had a little baby boy right here in this house.
What? Baby? In this house? I throw him out. I throw him out the window.
Oh, no, you won't. And you might as well come right back here and tell me all about that dog house you built up on the roof.
What were you doing on the roof? I told you to stay off the roof. Sometime you'll go up on the roof and you'll fall off. And you see what you have to say.
Well, as long as I was up on the fourth floor, I went on up to the top of the stairway and took a little peek out on the roof.
So, you told me to put puppy dog outside, and I put puppy dog outside. Look.
Christopher, I think it was wonderful of you to provide shelter for that little dog the way you did. I always knew you weren't as harsh as you tried to make me believe.
How is little baby?
Oh, he's fine. A big one, too. Dr. Zalkin said he weighs about 9 pounds.
He's very good. Little baby's papa is ex-GI, vet too, with lots of medals for little juniors, huh? Old busybody got no medals for canary bird. Just got vet for him.
Sister? How would you like to move out of the basement and perhaps move into this apartment?
Well, where would you move?
Nowhere, Billy.
You mean we should get married?
Well, you're certainly not going to move in here unless we do.
Sure. I think it's a good idea. I'll go get license right away.
Now, wait a minute. I'll get my hat and go with you, darling.
What are we going to do about dogs and babies and canary birds?
Well, I have an idea that Henrietta won't mind, providing we allow her to have a cat in her apartment. Will you please answer that, Christopher?
Okay. Hello?
Mr. Tingle, will you please either get that baby out of this house or at least either stop screaming? My canary has never heard a baby cry before, and he's fluttering all over the place.
Henrietta, how are you today?
And I can still hear that puppy dog, too. Now, you'd better get on the job, Mr. Tingle. I know what it says in my lease, and I'll take this to court if necessary. I don't know what's gotten into the manure.
Yes. Now you be good girl, Henrietta. We go get light. Goodbye. Come in. We go. Maybe the cat will eat the canary, then we will throw out the cat, then Lise will be up and we'll throw out Henrietta. I think I'm going to enjoy my job more now that we can have little babies around here. Come in. Hurry up.
There'll be some changes made, all right. And then, there have been some recent changes made in our Army, too. The United States Army now offers opportunities never before equaled in the history of the country to capable, ambitious young men who can qualify for the widest choice of career jobs with the best opportunity for advancement and unusual pay and retirement benefits. Stop around and see your local U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting sergeant today. He'll give you all the details.
Tell him I sent you.
Thank you, Mr. Oscar Amolka. Ladies and gentlemen, this program was presented by the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and starred Mr. Oscar Amolka as Old Chris. Also featured in the cast were Abby Lewis, Frank Milano, Bonnie Lake, and Amy Siddell. The story was written by Master Sergeant Robert C.C. McCann and was directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. Oscar Homolka is now appearing on Broadway in the hit play Bravo. This is Joe Ripley speaking.
This transcribed feature has been another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.